You will hear five people talking about recycling ideas. Match the speakers to the sentences. You have some time to look at questions 11 to 15. Now we are ready to start.
Speaker 1. One of the most successful recycling programs around today is that of the aluminium can. This program, which began in 1968, has shown us the value and importance of recycling. Recycling aluminium helps the environment in two ways. Firstly, 95% less energy is used to recycle a can than to make a new one. Secondly, by recycling them, we are keeping cans out of our overflowing rubbish dumps and landfill sites. Speaker 2.
Last weekend, thousands of people showed up at Center City Zoo. The unusually large turnout was due to Plastic Recycling Day. In an effort to help the environment, the zoo offered 50% off the cost of admission to anyone who brought in a clean, empty plastic bottle for recycling. Visitors to the zoo watched plastic recycling demonstrations and learnt about all the recycled products available. It was such a successful event that similar events are planned for the near future.
Speaker 3. Summer is nearly over, and this September, as the children get ready to head back to school, here are some environmentally friendly tips to keep in mind. Firstly, try to reuse whatever you can from last year. You may be able to buy second-hand books as well. Then, make sure you buy only recycled paper and notebooks. If you really must buy something new, make sure it's something that can be used again next year, and the next. Speaker 4.
A UK-based charity has found a way to use cardboard recycling to help adults with learning disabilities. The scheme involves a shop called Scrap for Play, where shredded cardboard is made into bedding for horses and farm animals. The trainees are sent to pick up the used cardboard from local businesses and taught how to use the shredding machine. The shredded cardboard is then sold to local farmers, who use it to make warm bedding for their animals. This scheme is providing job training and employment for people in need, while at the same time helping the environment.
Speaker 5.
The next time you use your phone card to call a friend or make dinner reservations, you could be helping to feed a starving child in India. A new scheme means that each card can be traded in by a child at a soup kitchen for a meal of bread, lentils, vegetables and dessert. So save your old phone cards and recycle them. You could be saving a child's life.